Blog Talk Radio.
You. Yo. Yo, yo.
What's up, y'all?
Yo, yo. Lady T. Ain't nobody like a Lady T party. Ain't a Lady T party in a hat. Let me stop.
Excuse me.
Yo, yo. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Our World, Community Consciousness
World.
And Culture. Yeah, where we keep, you know, a lot of our issues are melanated related, you know.
They are melanated related. Good way of putting it. That's exactly what it is.
You know, you got a Big Red in the house, Lady T in the house, Brother B in the house. You got to pardon me. I'm on double duty tonight, so I'm working the phone and I'm in these streets. So you know,
for the streets.
Pardon. Yeah, I'm in the
streets.
You
for the streets? What?
You for the streets? Oh my gosh.
In the streets, man.
That's something else you talk about, Red.
Okay, okay. I don't know what Red's talking about. All right. Get out of here, Red. You feel flooring, flooring, Phil, okay? I hope everything is going well. Yeah. Anyway, hope everybody is good. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. Once again, it is episode of our podcast, Our World, Community Consciousness and Culture. And, yeah, we got Big Red, we got Lady T, Brother B in the house, and, you know, as much as we have kind of got to the point where it's like, I mean, I'm kind of like mentally drained. So,
absolutely,
this whole thing with, you know, this politics, like, this shit really drain you, you know, it's like it'll turn people into enemies. I mean, it's crazy. And the whole thing is, these people who are out there beefing with one another, I mean, they may have their own biases, but at the start, middle, end of the day, we pay their salaries and they chilling.
Right.
They chilling. And we sitting up here like having real life beefs with Democrats, Republicans and all this and that. And they all do the same thing. No matter how you slice it, they all do the same damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we sitting up here fighting and arguing, talking about voting. I'm not saying that it's not important to vote, but my thing is, as hard as they're going for your vote, I mean, the decision has been made already. We just don't know it. But how hard they going for that black vote to make us feel that special?
Right.
When in
the
grand scheme,
that's the annoying part
really
of it.
Not.
Annoying part of it. It's like it feels fake. Not to cut you off, Brother B, but that it feels fake because it's like that's what you're doing. It's like you're trying so hard. It's like they're overdoing it. I don't mind you trying to get, but why, once again, why are we the target of everything? It's like we're targets of everything. So now with the voting, now it's okay, now we got to target the black voters. We got to get them out there. Why are we always the target of everything?
I can answer
that.
We were never supposed to vote to begin with, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number
okay.
two, our communities are the poorest, first of all. Our communities mm-hmm. are what all these government funding programs, let's say like SNAP and things like that, this country relies on that. You understand what I'm saying? They rely on us
mm-hmm.
to be poor in order to make that money.
Mm-hmm.
You get my point that I'm saying?
Right.
So, yes, they do depend on the black vote to keep things rolling. This country is built on capital. This country stands for capital. And I'll discuss that later when we talk about the Ice Cube thing.
Oh, okay. Well,
we're about to get into that. But go ahead.
Right. But it's just like, you know, that's one thing. It's like, it's kind of a, you know, my thing is, like I said, I'm not like heavily, heavily into politics. I watch what's going on. I hear what's going on. But it's like at this point, like before it was just like, all right, you try to get into it. But at this point, it's just like you said, it's draining. It's exhausting. It's annoying. It's horrible because it's like, look, once again, look within the debates. Horrible. That was terrible. I didn't even watch it and know it was terrible. Okay, just by just really social media and just hearing, you know, other things here and there, it's just like it's horrible. It's like, why, once again, you're claiming that you want the black vote. Now, that's really going to make people not want to go out and vote. It really is,
yeah.
Because it's just like it's going to make people, like I said, it's a turn off. But everybody wants to vote, go out and vote, go out and vote, go out and vote. But if you don't know what to do, and like I said, it's you're saying, oh, you know, Biden and it's the best of the two evils, but then you're hearing stuff here and there. It's like, what do you do now?
Yeah. Well, and this is the issue that I have. Like, you know what, listen. Got love for Ice Cube. You know, he's a legend in the game of hip hop. The legend of in the culture of hip hop, you know, music. He's done his thing, movies, you know, directing stuff. Like he's I give him his props. He didn't realize that he was going to be used. Like, I get where he was coming from, but how do you go about asking for a contract with Black America? Like, why do we need a contract? Like,
no, he had his own contractor writing. He had his own proposal that he wanted to propose to the Democrats and Republicans. And what people don't realize, when he spoke on Roland Martin, I was happy he spoke. They canceled him on CNN with Chris Cuomo. So Roland Martin, being that's his platform, you understand, and he's not controlled by another network or whatever.
Right.
Picked him up, had him call. Nice black move. Great. Spoke to him. Had him tell his part. He said that lady that wrote that on Twitter, he never in his life met with her, never in his life met with Trump, right?
Yeah.
So I watched the full-blown interview, okay, and he explained it, and he's absolutely right. He went to both parties. He said this has been something he's been working on for months now. This didn't just come up, oh, the election is coming up, I'm going to do this. He had this in work prior to that, because he said that he's not seeing anything being done for our people. So what do you go to? The people that are in charge. He said 85% of the stuff Biden's camp liked, and certain things from Trump camp, they started taking it, and he's like, hold up, this sounds similar to what I'm doing. So I also watched another interview on Hot 97 with Tamika Mallory and Mison with Until Freedom. And they also explain this is how it goes with activist work. You go to Congress. You go to your senators. He did the right thing. Great. But she said, how can Trump be, even thinking of something for black people when he doesn't even consider the 1619, I guess whatever that is, 1619.
I'm talking about
the bill, the 1619 bill. Right.
Yeah.
So how does he feel that he's going to, agree with anything Ice Cube really has to say? And Ice Cube even explained, like, I never met with Trump. I never met with this lady. I don't know, what they talking about, but I know what my bill is about. And I went to both parties with it, and not directly to Trump. Maybe his people, however they do it, activists has been doing this for years. So he said his concerns is also the fact that you don't have but so many people in Congress is black. Tamika Mallory even said the same thing with federal judges. You don't have a black one yet. Meanwhile, all these things are allegedly being overturned. Meanwhile, in the Fed, that certain things are always the majority of blacks being locked up in the Feds. But you don't have one black, federal judge on any of these cases. So certain things that he has in his stuff, activists have already been putting in their stuff. He explained for 60 whole years that we've been trying to get our due just and still haven't, since the 60s, that they have been trying to get their due just and they still haven't been able to get it. So so he just decided to put something in to propose to it, no different than any other activist organization would do. So one thing that I don't like is that the minute that the white man wants to come in and recognize a plan, which in this case Trump's camp wanted to do, let's say, mm-hmm. it's just a little scary to me because it's close to the election and you guys want the black vote. So you understand
right.
what I'm saying? So the minute that the white man does that, now all the black people want to be mad at Ice Cube because he had this bill. He even said it, and I'm glad that he said it because I was thinking the same thing. He had this already, what he wanted to propose and so forth. It's been on the table where black activists could have came in with him and start pressing them even harder. He's absolutely correct. No matter who wins the Republican for the presidency, Republicans or Democrats, he's going to still be pushing this on them, and he needs to. And that's something that I don't think that we ever do. We always stop the buck. Oh, the Democrats didn't win. Let's stop
right.
our plan that we wanted to do. We don't keep pushing and saying, yo, you Republicans are going to listen to us. We don't do that. So let him do it. That's the way I see
well,
it.
Well, right. this is my thing. This is my thing. Is it me or he just came out of left field?
He was there. I saw that months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him pushing that months ago when he started growing his beard. I was
like, okay, he's on something. I'm not talking about this month. I'm just talking about, like, when it comes down to, like, in my opinion, but this, once again, this is my opinion, activism, it's like, and what he's trying to do, you got to have your hands in, like, many places. You got to be doing, like, multiple things to be in multiple places. See, but back to the whole contract thing, really, it's like, why do we have to ask for to be at the bargaining table when we built the table? See, I mean, and
if you
this
see the
is
stuff
where
in
I'm
the contract,
from,
brother,
I see what you're saying.
Brother B, I got what you're saying, Brother
but you know
B,
what?
But did you see the stuff in the contract have been stuff we've been asking for and fighting for forever already? It's
but
nothing
that's the
new.
Thing. Why this? That's but that's but Lady T, that's my thing. Because don't get me wrong. Like I said, I still respect Ice T. I just really just wasn't feeling
Ice Cube. You said
the
Ice
move.
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube. You know what I'm saying? I respect where Ice Cube was coming from, but at the same time, it's just like, I don't believe that we need to ask for anything. Like we listen.
Well, then I mean,
all these cats. Hold on. They got enough money. Why don't we do like the rest of them and support and put people in these positions? We're not grooming people to put in positions. Like we're going to the table asking for something, but like Roland Martin said, we don't have any infrastructure. We don't have, like, he just had something on paper. And, like, what do you have to back it? Like, what do you have in place to be like, yo, I got people here to make this work. I got people here to make this work. Now, he's been in the music industry for years. I mean, business is business.
Yeah, but at the same
time, as Lady T said, the thing is,
why haven't any of the people that, just like you said, he's in the music industry and all of that, why haven't any of them came to Ice Cube and said, yo, I'm going to help you back this, what it is that you're trying to do, or this, you know, proposal, whatever it is? So he wouldn't have to go to them and ask them.
Yeah, they had an activist lady on Roland Martin, half and half with Ice Cube on there, explaining that. She said she's been in for 20 years. So she said that she now wants to work with him. Why now? He even said to her, like,
exactly.
I had this over 6 months ago. Now you want to work because you heard, you're now hearing of it through the Trump administration. You get my point? So it's making it look like black on black is playing each other. You understand what I'm saying? And
right.
making him out to look like the coon. That's
which
why I'm glad
do.
He came on,
uh-huh.
which they always do, and said what he needed to say. And when he started breaking it down for her, she explained, oh, I've been doing this for 20 years, and we go in there, and they don't even listen to everything that we say. She said it's not something that you could do over, like, a conference table. But if she knows all that already, then she knows that his plan isn't going to go far. You understand what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? So why
right.
do you want to still work with him now? For that notability for your stuff? Because your activist
money.
Projects are run
money.
By foundations, yep, that sponsor you.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying
mm-hmm.
to do his stuff on his own. So I get
mm-hmm.
his point. He's like, this is my stuff. Y'all not going to switch it around because, you know, your activists are getting funded, like how Black Lives Matter got destroyed, you're not going to do that to me.
Right,
I'm bringing
absolutely.
This to the table because this is my money and my stuff backing it up.
Right,
so I can
exactly.
think of saying, sorry.
I'm not knocking them.
No, we know you're not knocking them.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not knocking, but at the same time, like I said, to me, you said he had this plan some months ago or 6 months ago or whatever. Still a no. In the grand scheme of things, all that's been going on, where have you been? That's all I'm saying.
He said making music. The same question you asked him, Roland Martin asked him. He said making music.
Okay, you making music. But all right, my thing is this. It takes time to get the ball rolling with certain things. And like I said, I get it, and I give it to him for coming up with a plan. But where I'm coming from is, like, we need to implement our own plan and stop asking. We just need to start doing. Like, money and funding needs to be put behind people that we know are running for certain offices, you know, certain positions. We need to start really putting our vote someplace else. I mean, listen, we know both parties are bad. But if we want change within the parties, we need to start either grooming people or actually, you know, seeking out people that are actually going to go into the party and make some type of change. Because the whole thing is the only reason why Trump is in the position that he's in, because the only reason why he was in the position that he was in when it came down to, what, the 2016 election, is because there was no other Republicans that was – who else was rocking? Who else was rocking? There was nobody else that seemed worthy. So he just won by
default. They kind of destroyed Hillary. He also won because a lot of people didn't like what the Clinton administration did, especially with, like, Haiti and stuff. Mm-hmm. So even people was like, I'm not going to go out and vote. But listen, you got to go out and vote. It's not only the presidency that's on this ballot. You have your Senate and your Congress. So you're talking about change and stuff. You need to get people in Senate and Congress so that things don't go to the Supreme Court, as we have this up-and-coming Supreme Court justice nominee being nominated. People don't realize it's steps before it goes to the Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah.
Just because she's in doesn't mean, Roe v. Wade will be overturned. Nope. Got to go through Senate, Congress. If Congress shuts that down, it ain't going to the Senate. I mean, Supreme Court. So that's the next step.
So you have
to make sure with this ballot, it ain't just about Biden and Trump. Don't forget you have other things going on. Don't forget next year, I think, is also the mayoral election. Then the next year, you got districts. So you have election every single year. Are you going to use your vote? Or are you going to talk that talk and then see what happens and then you stuck again?
Yeah, but they just, you know, like I said, they put, just like you said, see, people don't know all of that extra stuff. They just pushing, you know, we got to get Trump out of here, so you better go out and vote. They're just focusing on that.
We need to make it Democratic all the way, Senate and Congress, before all of that, really.
Yeah, but, I mean, like I said, how long has this party been failing? How long have, you know what I'm
saying?
It's going to
keep failing. What are we going to do? Are we going to go with P. Diddy and make something up? What are we going
to
do?
Listen, I don't know.
Because
he's
on the
CEO
right now. I don't know about that. I'm not with the nonsense.
I mean, no, I'm not with the nonsense either. But the thing is this, once again, we keep complaining about what we got, and we're looking at what we got, and we're not doing anything to make changes and getting something better.
Because we don't know how to get together. We knock each other. We knock each other down before they can even move up. That's what I noticed. Black people don't stick together. I'm trained with it.
They sure don't, not at all.
Listen, now, the harsh criticism towards Ice Cube, it's not needed. Like I said, coming from where I'm coming from, that's my opinion. Like I said, he just kind of seems like he's quarterbacking right now. Like he's, you know, like you came up with this plan, you know, you wanted to talk about this, you approached him with that, and, you know, I get it, and that's cool. But with that being said, what did you really think that you accomplished coming with a plan? Like, I mean, all right, you got people that turn around and look at your history. Like I said, where did he just come from? Like all of a sudden now you're into politics.
But why not? If you're into something that you believe in, it's no different than, let's say, I wanted to start a nonprofit because I thought of something that was going on during this time. I have to go before somebody to present my case, no different than he would, for them to fund it for me or for them to even accept it and think about doing it. It's no different than what anybody has been doing for so many. The Democratic response, what did they tell him? 85% of it they liked, right? And they said to him, we'll talk after election.
So, all right.
Understood
what that.
Meaning it said to me that I'll back you up even if we don't win. That's what that looked like to me. Versus Trump saying, I don't know, or whatever Trump said, because he said he didn't meet with Trump. He met with their people, and they just started looking at bits and pieces and putting it into their bill. And he's like, hold up, I just showed them this, and they took that. That's no different than somebody coming to a person that's going to cut this marketing deal, and here I go being sneaky. I'm like, you know what, let me word this different. I'm about to take that person's plan, but I'm not going to give them the off on it. Trump is not going to give him the off on that. You got to be kidding.
So,
I don't see that happening.
Right. I mean, this whole platinum plan thing is a joke. It's a joke. I thought this sounded like reparations. We're going to give them a platinum plan.
That'll be equal to reparations for them.
Well, first of all, just the fact that you're calling them the platinum plan, it's like, that's a lot in itself. But, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It sounds real materialistic. But then, the same token, so in the same breath, so you're talking about this plan. Now, Reb, you said it sounds like it's reparations. Right.
Yeah, equal to reparations.
And that's Trump's plan, the platinum plan. Yeah.
Yeah, now, it's like, why do we keep needing the handouts? Because that's what's making it attractive. Like, oh, well, you don't have to do much to get what I'm giving you, except vote for me.
Yeah, why not give a handout? It's like bribery. Vote for me. He wants the black vote. He looks like the black vote. Obviously, we keep saying black vote don't count, but why do they want it so bad? It does count for
something.
Right,
exactly. That's what I mean. Why are we always getting singled out? Why they not going after the Spanish people? Why they not going after Chinese or any other ethnicity? Why is it always, we got to get the blacks? Well, why y'all got to be doing all these hip hop and trying to do a hip hop commercial?
Because we're in right now.
Do you guys remember when Clinton was trying to come in? When Bill Clinton was trying to come in and how this country was?
He won
the black vote. I remember going to college. College was nice. I certain amount of years was pretty much free on Pell and Tap. We had money off of the black vote because the poor communities that needed funding. People have to understand how funding works and the need for funding and how the government gets its capital for funding and why they get it for it.
So, all right, because I was trying to do some research earlier today, but I was at work, so I only got as far as, like, checking out some of the Roland Martin and Ice-T interview. Because I did see Ice Cube and Chris Cuomo talking, and I guess that was off of MSNBC.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean,
I thought they canceled him for CNN. Was that old?
That's the thing. It didn't look old.
Because he said they canceled him.
Well,
and
I saw something with
him.
But I seen
Cuomo.
Something.
I seen something with him and Chris Cuomo. So I don't know if it was from MSNBC or not. But what are some of the points of Ice Cube's contract with America, that you like, Lady T, if you know what I'm saying, because I haven't really had a chance to check it out, and do my research on it.
Oh, he was explaining certain things with the what's that happened in Kentucky with Breonna Taylor, the no knock. a lot of the stuff is things that we've been requesting already. Certain things to protect the activists, and because a lot of these activists, they said that they are getting death threats and this, that, the next. Think of a lot of highlights that was on there. It's a few things that we've already been speaking on and things like that. Mm-hmm. Especially a lot of his stuff was obviously with the police. They're concerned about that, especially with black men getting killed in America, black people, period, getting killed in America. So certain laws being passed with that.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, from what you read of it, I mean, did it sound like something viable?
What it sounded like to me was, I'm going to say it correctly. I don't want to say it like out of turns, but what it sounded like was a lot of things that black activists have been fighting for. A lot of these activists have been silenced, like I said, due to funding. We can use Black Lives Matter as a huge example of that. That's been washed away due to who took it over. You already know who took it over, and it's turned into a marketing scheme. You have other activists that have been doing this way before Black Lives Matter that had these same proposals on the table that keep getting shut down. So his whole point was, you have a person who already has their capital. That's what America respects, money, right? Okay. So I want to bring this to the table. Anyone, he said he's had the door open to speak to any activist that wanted to do it with him and this, that, the other. You understand what I'm saying? That they could have came to speak with him, and I get what he's saying. But the minute that people hear, oh, like a white man is about to get involved with this black man's plan that's based on, you know, something for black America, but before all you blacks were there and knew that he was doing this, it was out there already, but y'all didn't want to do it with him. But now the minute that the white man says, oh, okay, I like this, I'm going to take this, I'm going to take that, I'm going to take that. He didn't tell him to take it, mind you. That's another thing. That's what they do, right? They just take it and make it their own. So the narrative doesn't change with that.
Nope. Not at all. That's what they do. I'm telling you, like, I was listening to some, I wasn't listening exactly. I seen some of it, and I heard what he was saying, and like I said, people are just twisting it all around of what he's trying to do, just like as you said before, he's had it on the table for, you know, would you say he was doing it like for 6 months or something like that?
A little over 6 months, he said, yeah.
A little over 6 months he had it, and, you know, just like you said, they wait until, you know, now because Trump has something to say about it. Now it's like, oh, he's endorsing, you know, oh, he's endorsing Trump. Oh, he's you know, working with Trump. And it's like, that's not what it was that he was doing. Just like you said, he brought it to both sides. And, you know, but just like you said, Trump took it and, like, it's like he took it and ran with it. He took pieces of it and he ran with it. So
I
he
think
can,
this
you
is
know,
like another distraction, too, right, for election. And we're getting
right,
way
yeah,
beyond distracted and we're distracted with voting. Let's say if I wanted to vote, and then I'm like, yo, I ain't voting because Ice Cube did this, this, and that. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? He's down with Trump, blah, blah, blah. I would have felt that way if I didn't watch the Roland Martin thing and hear the words from his mouth. I wanted to hear his words. You know what I mean? So
right, yeah,
it's like
absolutely.
I don't know if we're going to show up to the polls. I think early voting starts on the 24th. Are we going to show up? Yo, we need to show
right.
up. Because in Virginia right now, I think it was last week, something happened with the cable getting cut and this, that. Certain red states that a lot of black people are in, those people should be the ones outvoting, definitely, always outvoting.
Right, right. But you know it's always something when it comes for election. And like I said, this is from the beginning. Like in election year, it's always something. It's always a bunch of nonsense that start going on, and this is when all this stuff starts coming up.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't election year, you wouldn't even hear nothing about, you know, everything would be quiet. But as soon as the election year come around, this is when everything starts coming up from the beginning to the end. Until after election, you know, after the election, then that's when everything starts to calm down again. So once again, if he does get elected again, or if we get a Biden in there, okay. So once again, is this proposal going to come to? Like, is it going to come to pass? Like, what are they going to do since then? Is this going to be like okay, we're going to put it under the table now. You know what? We got our black vote, or we got the votes for the, you know, from them. Okay, you know what? We'll just let this linger another time until election time come around again. You understand what I'm saying? Like, is it still going to be the same
thing?
Yeah,
as far as double backing on what they said, Democrats said they like 85% of what he has. They'll talk after election. I don't know.
Well, look at it like this. If I mean, once again, I just find it interesting. I mean, Mr. NWA, you know, no Vaseline, yada, yada, yada. You know, I just find it interesting how he, you know, and like I said, I find it commendable, you know, that he stepped
up to
the plate.
But is that more what you have the problem with? Is that more what you have the problem with because he's just the NWA?
No,
that's
you know
kind of unfair. You know what that's like,
no,
Brother B,
no,
what you just
no,
said? Hold
no.
on. That's like, listen, Brother B, hold on, listen, right?
What's
that's up? Like if I just came home from prison and, God forbid, and then that's all you know me for, but now I want to do activist work and I want to propose something for inmates and so forth. Would you take it as a marketing scheme, a.k.a.? You know what I mean? Like, that's what that sounds like. Why he can't be that kind of person? That's no different from somebody thinking about something with, you know, with the times that we're in with COVID and coming up.
And you're absolutely right. But the only reason why I came across and said that is because how many others are thinking the same way that don't look like us, that are just going to backtrack on his history? You know what I'm saying? Because remember, just like you said earlier, they just take stuff. So they take stuff and they just judge stuff. So, of course, taking him seriously when he was Mr. F the Police and everything else, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, when it boils down to credibility, it boils down to credibility. And what they did was they just said, okay, they used Ice Cube. Like, and it was said, and I believe it's true. They used him to just say, oh, you know, like they sent out that tweet, oh, yeah, Ice Cube is, you know, is helping with X, Y, and Z. Because, of course, they probably read his thing and they said, oh, this is BS, but we're just going to say we're going to take a couple of pieces and he's helping us work on it, helping us tweak, you know, tweak it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And meanwhile, he never met with the people.
Yeah.
Exactly. And
really sad.
And that's my whole thing. That's the game. And I'm thinking you would be smart enough to know better about this game. I mean, whether it's business of the hip hop industry or it's politics, it's basically the same thing. People have an agenda and they're just trying to get what they want. So I'm really surprised that he didn't go in there with more of a plan. Like he just wrote something out and said, here, I'm going to present this to such and such. Meanwhile, right now, as a black man who is popular amongst black people, you go to the Democratic and the Republican Party and say, here, I got something for you to check out. It's like basically saying, here, listen to my demo. What y'all think?
Maybe that's the only, that's good that you said that. That's really good you said that, because maybe that's what his music mind is really thinking. That's good that you said that. That he did it he's unexperienced in it. You're right, but he's experienced in music. That's good that you made that point, though, Brother B, because that is what that sounds like. Listen to my demo.
Yeah, but now these are the executive types that say, okay, kid, we'll listen to it, and then they put it somewhere with the other stack of CDs. Because once again, are they going to really take it serious?
Yeah.
Are they going like? See, I can understand. See, him being just putting this together for months is one thing, but if Ice Cube has been out there for like a couple of years, then a lot of people could take him more seriously in what he's saying and doing. It's not like he's not to be taken serious now, but once again, you got to look at who he's been and who he's become or who he's becoming. And of course, you know, when it comes down to politics and when it comes down to the optics, people are very critical. And the last thing we want is for someone like him with a history like his to get judged, even though he's trying to make changes, because, you know, everybody else can change except black folk. Like everybody else can make changes in their life except for black folk. So, you know, I don't want him to get kicked, you know, kicked out, like, right at the door, like, or the door slams in his face. Like, yeah, okay, Ms. NWA, yeah, all right, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're
which they, which they will. If the lady, if the lady on the show, Brother B, said that she was doing it for 20 years, she was explaining to him on Roland Martin's show that she's been doing this activist work for 20 years and going, and they take 2 seconds, don't even listen to her. What does he think is going to happen? I'm glad she explained that to him, though.
But right. That was, see, once again,
and I
that
think
goes
he knows
back
it.
To my original.
He knows
but
it, yeah.
See,
I
that's
think,
the thing.
I don't think he knows it.
But that goes back to my original thing. Why do we keep knocking on the door and asking for opportunity and basically in the building that's been abandoned? Like, we're going to an abandoned building, knocking on the door, asking for opportunity, and no one is there. No, someone's trying to help us. They, every time we turn around and ask for something, they give us the wrong address. So it's really, in this political landscape, we need to start grooming our own people. We need to start, like, take all that money and start putting it behind people that we know. Because what do you think white people do? Would they do the same damn thing? Besides the fact that they got the inside track. But that's what they do. They put their money behind. They put their money where their mouth is.
White people don't have coons. White people don't have coons on their team. But anyway.
Well, and that, and see,
to sabotage the project. That's
my point.
That's the point that I'm making.
Because if you look at Kanye, once again, okay, so that's why it was
the
title. Of, wait a minute. The title's how, oh, so you woke now. So look at Kanye. A prime he's probably the reason why Ice Cube can't even be taken seriously for real.
Yeah.
Because of people like him. He you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he's,
that's true.
He's ruined it. He's ruined it.
Yeah.
Like, we're like a house more divided than ever. Like, this guy's an idiot.
Right.
No one is bothering to shut him up. Or shut him out. There's still, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's still, to a degree, relevant. Like, the whole thing is this. Once you do something like that, your relevance card should be taken. Like, nobody should, like, all right, Kanye, we got to put you one time out. Because we can't have you out there talking about you represent us and you talking crazy because you're off your meds. Like, we can't have that. And then it leaves a bad taste in people's mouths. Like, look at these black celebrities. You know, they coming out talking. I mean, look, come on, man. Charles Barkley with his one of these political views. And I'm so disappointed in Shaquille O'Neal for even agreeing with
Charles Barkley.
With the whole, I don't know what he is. I know he's stupid. I know that.
He's stupid.
The thing that he said about Breonna Taylor, and then
what did he say? I want to, because you know I don't really.
I don't remember word for word.
What he said.
Basically,
put it this way, which is nothing
good.
It was her fault.
She shouldn't have been going out with a drug dealer. Yada yada yada. She got herself killed. And Shaquille O'Neal agreed with it, which I totally lost all respect for Shaquille O'Neal. I totally lost all respect for Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay. But
once again, look at these people. These are Trump supporters. So it's like, as much as you don't want to, you kind of got to put these Trump supporters in a different box. Like, it's not even about politics anymore. There's a way of thinking. There's a Trump way of thinking that is very poisonous and destructive, and people are just kind of still equating it with politics, but it's not. It's a dangerous way of thinking. This dude is like worse than Jim Jones. He's bad. Like, people, like, you got people out there. Like, I was reading a story from one of these groups that I'm in. This black guy said he went into a gun store with a MAGA hat on just to see what would happen. And he said they treated him like a damn celebrity.
Wow.
They said he had that hat on. They was talking with him. They was talking about deals and all this and that, giving him a couple of discounts. He said he was treated well just because he had a MAGA hat on. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's a mentality that's dangerous. And it's going, and the whole thing is what happens after the election, because the mentality is still going to be there. That attitude is still going to be there. There are people who are probably going to be, we can't give up our way of thinking for Joe Biden, because Joe Biden doesn't think like us. Kamala Harris
right.
doesn't think like us. You know what I'm saying? And with these
right.
celebrities coming in with some of their with their bullshit, like, you're not helping. Some of them are actually hurting, and they're making the rest of us that don't share their views look stupid. Like, you're making everybody else look like fucking idiots.
Right.
And that's an issue. That's why my whole thing is like, listen, do your music, do what you do. You know, you wanna step into the political game. I get it. But he took like kind of a big leap, a big step. Once again, I applaud him for it, but I think he should have thought about the step that he was taking, given the road ahead.
Well, that's Kanye West's fault then. It's Kanye's fault. It's all his fault, because he shouldn't have never opened his mouth or tried to do what he's doing. Because, you know, it's going to look like a joke. And that's
it
the
is.
Thing. Every time we try to be serious, we always start to look like a joke.
Exactly.
And then we're not taking serious.
Okay. We got another caller on. Caller 1111. You in there? How you doing?
Greetings, family. I was just listening to you.
Oh.
Hello. How are you?
You know who this is?
How you doing? Of course.
I'm doing fine. How about yourself? Big Red, what's happening?
Nah, we chilling. You know.
Hello.
Just getting it in.
I'm fine.
Just getting it in. So.
Well, listen. Family, I'm going to comment on this. Now, you know I stay out of politics, relationships, and religion, you know, because my views are rather harsh.
But wait a minute. Before you go, you got to introduce yourself, because you the introduction is everything.
Juju.
You're no stranger. you got to say it with some flair. You got to say it with some flair.
Well,
you have to, like, drum roll? Oh, no, I'm sorry.
I don't even know how to be me. It's just. How about this? It's just Juju.
Well, welcome back, Ms. Juju. Welcome back.
So I have a question for you, family. Now I've been thinking about this for a while, and I know I can trust you all to ask the question because really I don't know, and this is why I'm putting this question to you. So when I think about, and I'm listening to the people that you all mentioned, and I thought about them, Kanye, Shaq, Ice Cube, T.I., right? Now, this is my opinion. In my opinion, these guys, let me be kind. These guys.
No, don't be kind.
Are what
don't
I call
kind.
Easy readers. Well, easy readers.
Okay.
Right? And what do I mean by that? Like, you know, it seems like they could. The reading level is at one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. And why am I saying that? No, I'm serious. Because in listening to them, I'm trying to figure out in my mind, how in the hell did they get the understanding that they could speak for a culture or a collective of people? Illiterate, alliterate. You understand what I'm saying? Unable to declare complete sentences, yet they speaking for us. But I'm going to tell you this, because the joke is on us, I believe. The joke is on us. Because anytime somebody gives you a litany of rappers and athletes to represent you, that's how they see you. That's how they see you. Not tangible and not important. Because listen, When you go in college, when you study political science and anything having to do with foreign policy or the collective of peoples around the world, listen to me clearly, from 200 years and forward, it is expressly said that they always referred to Henry Kissinger, right? Because he had a lot of experience under his belt, the old man did, right? So if they refer to Henry Kissinger because Henry Kissinger said, if a people has done a certain thing in a culture for 200 years, they will continue to do that because it's ingrained. You understand what I'm saying? It's innate now. And so whenever they want to know about another country and, you know, what are their customs, what do, about the politicity, they refer to that old man because he ran in those circles for at least 60 years. So what I'm saying is, how dare they give us these clowns? What would make Ice Cube even gather up the mitigated gall to talk to someone? Forget about, listen, forget about red or blue, Republican or Democrat. I'm not going to touch on that. I'm saying just him, period. What would make him think that he could speak for a people on important subjects like this? That's what I'm confused about. That's my question to you all.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I guess because one else is doing it. No one else is doing it. So somebody had to step up.
I
got the money.
Somebody has to step up for our, you know, somebody has to step up for us. And it's like, no, we're just like, nobody else is doing it. And I guess he felt that, listen, I have to say something. Like, even though my past may not, but my thing is, that's the thing. We have to stop, or they have to stop looking at, oh, the past, like their past, you know, I'm sure they have a lot of people that are in those positions, and their past is not that good as well.
Mm-hmm.
But stop looking at that and look at the person who they are now.
Okay, let me say this to you. You see, this is what we don't understand about that arena.
Mm-hmm.
There are, I'm not talking about, you know, when he was with NWA. That's enough for me to not respect him, but I'm not speaking of that. What I'm speaking of is this. First of all, he comes forward because that is who a group of powerful people want to come forward. You need to understand that. There are people much more capable and candid and truthful about what they can do for a people, but those people are not going to be allowed to come forward. You guys, listen, I love y'all. Y'all need to see this thing from the matrix aspect that it is. There are people much more qualified than these clowns. Why do you think, listen, on every timeline, listen to me, every timeline, I don't care if it's a smart television, your laptop, your desktop, your phone, they are loaded on your timeline to distract you to listen to these clowns when you, what you need to be doing is, even if nobody comes forward to represent you, don't you know this country knows what the needs of these people are? You got census people wearing your damn door out. We have issues with law enforcement. You would have to be blind and crazy not to know what the issues are as it relates to integrity in this country. So let me ask you this. So are we that bad off that they'll go and get a slew of rappers to come forward for us? But wait a minute. But when every other people, I don't care if they're Arab, Asian, and you need to take a look at the Asians.
Mm-hmm.
They don't let nobody come forward and speak for them that are not capable, because there are plenty of people that could be clowns that they could pick from their community.
You guys
better wake up. That they are
and
doing
listen.
That. Because that's who put them forward.
You're absolutely right about
I mean, Lady T, before I, you know, say anything that comes
I totally agree with that aspect that Juju just pointed out, that no other race other than us have other people speaking up for us. Yes.
I mean, and the thing is, it's sad because the thing that gets me the most, and once again, this is not to knock, you know, Ice Cube. I'm not knocking him. It's commendable. But in the same token, it's basically like, this is all we got? No, this is not all we got. This is the whole thing is, it's to me, it's just people are being lazy. We're not unified. And it's just, and this right here shows even more so how we're not unified. There's nothing against Killer Mike. Or it's nothing against Ice-T, I mean T.I., but it's like, how do you, like, why is it just that? Like, why don't we have, like, anything else? I mean, right now, it seems like the person that we only really have right now is, what, Kamala Harris? Because she's, you know, the VP, you know, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
she's running, you know, with Biden.
Yeah, but that's the point.
For the VP
spot.
The point.
But
that's the whole thing. No one ever wants to step up to a plate until there's a plate full of food.
I'm sorry, excuse me for interrupting you, but how about this?
No, go ahead.
How about you vote your conscience, because that's all we can all do, vote your conscience, right? And whoever gets in, hold their feet over the fire. That's where the real work is, regardless of who gets in.
I got one better for you. When are we going to start grooming our own? When are we going to start putting our own, like, just like, I have to say it, just like the Jews, just like the Asians, just like the Indians, just like the some white people out there, they're grooming them. They're grooming their young, their teenage, their young 20s, their college kids, they're grooming them for certain things. When are we going to put some effort into grooming instead of saying, oh, yeah, you good for the NBA. Oh, yeah, you good for football. And, oh, yeah, you good for rapping. And you good for shaking your ass on the pole.
Yep.
Like, when are we going to change the narrative? Like, we can be so much more than just entertainment for America.
Absolutely.
And
I
that's the issue that I have. Of, like, when are we going to be other things? When are we going to tell our kids to aspire to be, like, you know, okay, you can be an actor, but make sure you can be an actor, but
scuba diving.
Remember actors like Sidney Poitier, who wouldn't take certain roles. You know, say do stuff like that, but yeah, be an architect or be an astronaut some type of doctor, something
marine biologist
other than something other than an entertainer. Because you know what? That's one of the reasons why I don't even watch some of these TV shows anymore that perpetuate this stereotypical violence. Like, all we are black women are loose. You know, black men are killers and drug dealers. Black women can't be trusted. Our kids are thieves and aspire to be thieves or rappers or football. But, like, there's nothing else. That's our pool right there. Like, we don't aspire to be anything else but those couple of things right there. And that's all they do is show us, you know, in the media and on TV. I mean, even when it comes down to, did anybody see that? What is that I posted? They want to put Gal Gadot as Cleopatra in some new movie?
Oh,
like, really?
You know what? They're going to always
But when do we stop them?
Let me ask you this. Do you know why they would put her in the role as Cleopatra? Do you know why they would do that?
Because they said this archaeologically correct.
Right. Now, see, they know that it's not archaeology correct. I mean, well, no, let me speak properly. They know that phenotypically it's incorrect. You see, they know that. But here's the thing. This is how they play us, and I see it time and time again. What they'll do is they'll get a company like that company H&W or whatever the hell that is. They always have
H&M.
So what they'll do is they'll get a little black girl, like this little black girl that they had with a sweatshirt campaign and the prettiest little chocolate drop I ever seen. And her hair, she had peppercorn hair. It's the curl is tighter than 4C. And so she had a ponytail, and her edges, which were tightly coiled, were not permed up or slicked up or burnt up into the rubber band. And a slew of black women were saying, what's wrong with her hair? Why is her hair so nappy? See, that's how they get you, black folk. When you see the phenotypical that's similar to yours, you knock it down. Because what you want to see is black people that look black, but you want their hair fried and dyed and laid to the side or straight or a lax, loose curl. You see what I'm saying? So then when you see that woman as Cleopatra, then they say, oh, wait, but you don't like kinky hair. You said that wasn't you. You see what I'm saying? These are the see, the thing is mental. It's mental. And while I'm on that subject, I want to say this. In the school system in America, not other countries, they took the critical thinking aspect out of the school system. But all you have to do as a parent or as a sibling or a friend is incorporate it right back into your sociology. Critical thinking will alleviate a bunch of the stuff that we deal with. When you challenge your children to critically think and write and pose questions, and they get conditioning, and they condition themselves to do that, then guess what they do? They question everything.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? Critical thinking.
Yeah, exactly. Now, before we go to the next caller, I do have to throw somebody under the bus, Lady T. What's your response to that? Or do you have any comment on that in terms of the taking the critical thinking out of, you know, our schools?
I look at it as, okay, when we're doing critical thinking, we're actually thinking for ourselves. If you look at the society right now, everybody has social media thinking for them and, you know, so forth, other than you're thinking with logic. People don't know how to do that anymore. So I just think on a whole that doesn't so much have to do with the educational system. That's just humanity right now. I'm looking at it like that.
All right, next caller. 111, you're on the air. How you doing?
Yo, what up?
Hey, what's up, brother?
Yo.
How you doing?
I know, I'm cooling, man. Sometimes it's hard just not to laugh, man. Like, I'm scrolling through my social media. The boy 45 on stage tonight said, if Biden wins, he's going to cancel Christmas. Man, this stuff is just hilarious,
you know,
at this point. But that goes to the point that goes to the point that the sister was just talking about, like critical thinking being, you know, kind of not something that's really in the masses of America to why you would even think that you could run a line like that by some people. And I'm sure there are people who are like, yeah, he's probably right. He's going to try to cancel Christmas. But here's the sad part. America's never encouraged critical thinking. Like, you can go back as far as you want to in American history, and that has never been a part of American process. There's a really good book, Lies My Teacher Told Me by James Lowen. And it's about the myth-making of America and how they tell these historical, you know, events in a way that either shapes your opinion or completely papers over what happened. So instead of saying you massacred a village of people to take their land from them, you will say, well, you know, there was once a settlement of Native Americans here. They no longer live. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just paper over to keep it moving. But critical thinking in America... Their thing always was, and educators talk about this, it's a deposit style of education in America. So you have one person in front of the students sit there, and you deposit information into the students' heads, and they learn to remember dates, names, events, and not anything about it. So after they take the test and completely forget about it, it's not something that's being learned. You're not being learned to think, to question, to look deeper or anything like that. You're just getting deposited information into you to pass the next test, and you move on from grade to grade to grade, never learning to think, learning to be what? Really obedient non-thinkers who will go with the narrative that has already been written and told you that, that is the truth. So that's a real issue with America, the idea that critical thinking actually becomes a problem. And you kind of see that throughout the movements in America that kind of, you know, pushed back against the establishment and got us to where we are right now. You know what I mean? Like, as bad as it is right now, think how much of a hell it would be if each generation didn't figure out ways to push back and change things. We're here right now, even with all the greats that came before us. And that's regular folk and the people we read about, you know what I mean, that changed the society. Eight-hour work day, no more child labor, getting rid of slavery, women getting the right to vote, women getting the, actually, you know, to go to the workplace, all these things people have fought for. But I'm not saying that to celebrate America at all. You know what I mean? But
I just find it interesting.
I'm just coming in the middle.
No, it's all good, brother. You're always welcome. I just find it interesting, even when it, you know, as Ms. Juju brought up about the whole critical thinking, and you know, as Lady T said, you know, in terms of like how is just the way society is kind of endorsing the whole not thinking thing. I mean, we do have the god of like no brains in the office, because I mean, there are people that follow him and look at him as a god, because he's, I mean, because he just says whatever's on his head. There's no real thought. So he's fostering like a movement of just not using, people just not having to use their brain. You just act off of just basic instinct, primal or whatever.
Tweeting, first president tweeting. That's the
yeah,
way.
Exactly.
You know, putting it in your head through tweets.
Right.
Yeah, it's shameful, and it makes us look bad as a country for those who look to, you know, have that, you know, there's no I in team spirit type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, moving forward,
but, bro, with critical thinking, American citizens would say, wait a minute, you did stimulus one time as a $1,200 one-off. And in France, they did $2,000 a month for 6 months. In Canada, they did $2,000 a month for 8 months. What the hell? Like, Americans would be upset enough to say, wait a minute, what are the people who are supposedly representing me doing? Why are they over there quibbling over how much corporations should get and what protections they should have based on COVID, but not concerned with the millions of Americans who are facing eviction, facing bankruptcy and everything else because of, you know, everything that's happened because of, you know, this pandemic.
Because
you
know what? You know what I feel?
You'd have a populace that would be hot about that.
But in my opinion, I think the fear that Trump's, excuse the pun, the fear that Trump's all is the fear of, the police reform. Like, oh, they're going to take our guns and the Negroes are going to storm our houses and take our canned goods and we can't have that. That's the fear. That's the number one. Like, forget the stimulus, forget the money, forget this, forget COVID. The biggest thing is the fear of black people just getting the edge up.
It's cultivated throughout their lives. So by the time they're an adult and they're listening to talk radio on the way to work and on the way home and listening to Rush tell them how the Negroes are coming and going to do that,
I want to pose a second question to you all. Now, I understand what you just said. You said you feel like that they are worried about black folks being armed. They're worried about black folks taking advantage of that Second Amendment right.
Well, no, it's not just that. It's just being black folk just getting that one up over them. Because remember, didn't they say statistically by a certain year they'll be the minority and others will be the majority or whatever. So their numbers are not that great. So the whole thing is there's a fear. Like if you look at Kamala Harris, there's a fear with her being in there because Joe Biden wins. God forbid anything happens to them. There's a black woman second in charge. There's a black woman that's going to take over. There's a fear. There's a fear.
Okay, but listen, I disagree with you kindly. I disagree with you because I want to explain to you why. Because let me say this. In America, the most gripped up person is the white man. He stays strapped. And he has the law on his side. I don't think that they're afraid. They're not afraid of that. They're not afraid of becoming a minority because they control the printed page. And now the printed page extends to the social media construct. And furthermore, as it relates to Kamala, now I know y'all don't disagree with me, but let me just apply some science. Let me lean on science for a minute. When you sit back and you really look at different candidates and who they propel forward. If you look at Barack and you look at Kamala, I know what we're saying, but when you apply science to that, neither Barack nor Kamala, they would be
considered. They're not fully.
Well, let me say this. Science, you as it relates to science, you are whatever your mother is, and the biracial aspect is what your father is. So they would both be something else, biracial black, biracial, right?
Yeah,
so
but,
when you
but,
now,
but
if you talk about Clarence
but
Thomas,
but you're trying to use science when in America the one drop rule still is what's considered
that's
the norm.
What you think.
So as far
that's
as
what you,
well, hold on. It ain't about what I think. It's about what those millions of those people he just talked about think, who would consider those two people black. And also, when you see these campaigns where they kind of throw the red meat to them, where you saw the guy in Georgia, Purdue, the other day, get up there and mess up Kamala's name on purpose as a way of kind of riling those people up, he knows what he's doing. They've done polling on it. They know what message works best with middle America white folks.
I agree with you.
And that's what they
yes.
play on.
Yes, but let me say this. When you say that they may be worried that they will become the minority, as long as they understand this, if you look at, and this is a touchy subject, this interracial dating and interracial marriage and producing children, black people, we feel like we have the strongest DNA. So if somebody has a drop of black, then they are black. But what you're going to find out quickly is that what they need is melanin. And so if someone has a white mom, and just because the dad is black and that child has some melanin, they're going to still consider them black, because the ancient Roman culture was a biracial culture from the Moors, and they were considered white. You're never going to hear them tell you that those people look like Kaepernick. You're never going to hear that. And if they can revisit that genome again, you'll never get their foot off your neck. Hear me clearly when I
well,
say
see,
that.
Well,
if they can get
well,
the
see,
melanin
but,
they need, they're never going to take their foot off your neck. Never.
Well, see, but the thing is, like I said, when it comes down to the whole political landscape right now, and also with the climate right now, because, all right, something happened. And somebody posted something today. It was very interesting. They said all we asked was for law enforcement to stop killing us, and then it seemed like the world just turned upside down.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is what I mean. Like, that's the fear. Because we asked for something. Something happened to a black person, and the world responded, which kicked in their fear. Because, see, if the world didn't respond and everybody went about their business, then they would have been like, hey, nobody's listening. No one cares about you. So you guys go sit down and go listen to your rap music and your videos and go play some basketball. But no, the world stopped. Other countries.
That
just sounded scary when you said that, Brother B.
Because are they supposed to? That sounded a little scary when you just said that, because are they supposed to tell us? To get what I'm saying on the reverse side of what you
said? Well, the whole thing
is kind of chilling.
If you look at it, there is, to me, there's an agenda.
Mm-hmm,
we just don't see it, because some of us refuse to see it because we're either too busy playing or we're too busy thinking that, you know, oh, it's going to be okay, or let me go shoot some pool, or let me go about my day-to-day life, let me go get this money. But don't you know that these people out here can stop your pool game or stop your money or stop whatever? Stop your life at any given moment. So we choose to not educate ourselves on how they move and what they do. We choose not to educate ourselves on the language, the words, which they and articulate ourselves. Because I mean, who hands down? Who owns the language? They do, and they always beat us at that game.
Yeah, but
so
your point
is
your point speaks to that larger thing we were talking about earlier. Yeah, right. Your point speaks to the larger thing we were talking about earlier, how somebody's mind is cultivated, how their opinion is shaped. Now, they create the narrative of them being what? Good, hardworking people who attain the things that they have because they're good, hardworking people. So when black people raise their voices and bring up things that they are doing now and have done, that disrupts that whole narrative that they want to believe in. Officer such and such couldn't do that. He's my uncle. He's a good guy. I know the cops aren't like that. I've never had a problem with the cops. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And to believe you would mean their whole world would, in their mind, how they see the world, all of that would shatter, because now they'd have to deal with a reality that's not making them the hero of their own story. The way
Hold
they
on, I got
want
you,
to present,
brother.
You know,
I got you, brother. Oh, if he put the plunger in his behind, it must have been because he fell on it, and it, you know,
oh,
it was just
any,
there.
Any way to justify
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he couldn't.
We see this,
he, right.
we see this every shooting, every shooting,
yeah.
every shooting. People
yeah, he,
on social media.
If he
well,
shot
let's wait
him,
for more
it
information.
He did something.
Well, what did he do?
Yeah.
Well, he seems to have had a long record. Why was he out that type of night? What if, you know, any excuse they can use. Why? Because they don't want to let go of that idea of who they are, as opposed to the reality of who they are. The people who have taken the ill-gotten gains in blood money and land generationally passed down, locked everybody else out, and then claimed it was from their genius and hard work. But everybody else knows it's a fraud. Now, when you tell them it's a fraud, that's when they get upset. Because it breaks that, and you know that's what they want to live with. It's a weird thing, man. Americanism is a must.
And my thing is, even
right,
if
exactly.
So Biden wins, then what? See, that's the whole thing. We get a little something, and then everybody falls back. No, like,
but
no.
What is what are they looking to change? Like, what you think is really going to change? I say what you think really is going what's going to change. Like, how much of it is going
to
change?
Listen, to be honest with you, I look at things two ways. It's either it's going to get worse or it's going to get worse. Because if he gets if Trump gets another 4 years, it's going to be a slow burn. It's going to be a slow burn. It's going to be real hot. But if Joe Biden wins, then you're going to have a lot of people with that Trump mentality that are going to be mad, and they're not going to want to let go of their hero.
True.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's the only way it could end, because actually 4 more years of him would actually reveal not only how incompetent he is, but how much he's mismanaged the country, the pandemic, everything else, and then those followers would lose their hero. But if he loses, then they get to say, oh, well, the Dems cheated. Oh, it was the blacks, the Mexicans, and all those people. And they got somebody to still be mad at. They'll be logging on, creating podcasts.
They always
going
to have somebody to be mad with.
That's
just them. They're always going to be mad at somebody except for themselves.
Facts.
That's the sad part
Facts.
About it. They're always going to be mad with
Facts.
Somebody except for their goddamn selves. That's what I don't get.
And that was his great. That was his second greatest skill. His first greatest skill was identifying that racism can actually win a national election. Many people thought you could only win a local election using racism, not dog whistle stuff, outright bullhorn, out old school, saying it like you want to say it, racism. Nobody thought you could win a national election like that. He proved that was wrong. His second part was channeling their anger. He figured out a way to channel their anger, which was, it's always everybody else's fault. So when you see a Republican go to a district and talk to a Republican constituency, you know what he does? Oh, well, you know, the local government failed you, or the local business moved out of town. They really let you people down. Now, you take that same person in front of a black constituency, what is that person saying? Well, if you guys would just clean yourself up, if you would just get better, if you would just get educated, everything is our fault. You see what I'm saying?
Yep, exactly.
So it's funny how that works, man.
Well, they work for capital and they work for the law, as far as money
right.
and the law. That's what they're, you know, in Congress and everything to uphold. So if it ain't about money and the law, think about it. That's what we're in right now, this cycle.
Oh, yeah.
And guys, I want to say this. I keep hearing people say that Trump is unintelligent. Do you all feel that he's unintelligent?
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He's intelligent. Donald Trump single-handedly lorded over the golden era of boxing. Trump Towers, Don King, Mike Tyson. I'm talking about when the big brawlers were boxing. Tommy Hearns, Roy Jones, name it. You can't be an ignorant person and lord over and control meets and bounds in the boxing commission. You just can't be ignorant to do that.
And that's your no hope to do.
You can
because you can be a hustler.
Money.
If you inherit the money
no,
and you have a hustler mindset. That's a hustler
Let
mindset
me say this.
That Trump has.
He
ain't nothing
Don
smart
King,
about that.
Let me say this. He and Don King play the role of the drunken master. You can think they're ignorant if you want to, and slowful thinking. You can think that if you want to. But here is someone that has been able to play the minds of the people successfully,
mm-hmm.
right? With empty-ended sentences.
Yeah, that's the
art. Well, let me say this.
But you know, this is the thing. That's
you
not
can
intelligence.
Say
that's just being,
you can
that's
say
being
it's not intelligent, but I think what you're really talking about is integrity. Because does the end justify the means? If you know how to do it, and the end justifies the means, and you have accomplished it, then you got to remember what he said. He said, if you have the money and the station, right, then no publicity is bad publicity. You remember? See, you all are forgetting what this man was before he became POTUS. They feel that we are ignorant and unintelligent, and that's why the climate is what it is, because they're playing down to the level of the social media zombies. They don't give you anything that causes linear thinking anymore. They give you stuff to put you in a dream world, a sleepwalking
mm-hmm.
world. And so that's what this reality show of Politrix is for the dreamwalking, dead, non-thinking, non-linear thinking people, what they call automatons. And so they've got to play that for you.
Yeah, let me just say this real quick. I think ever since he became POTUS, it's been this effort to say, well, maybe he's smart like a fox. Maybe people underestimate him. When in reality, you're talking about an empire that is in decline. Facing serious change, you get 8 years of what America would consider a black person in office, and this person was just astute enough as a racist to figure out, wow, the racist backlash is a wave I can ride, and he rode it. Now, when I say that he's not smart, I'm not saying if you put him next to a 12th grader, he wouldn't be smarter than a 12th grader. I'm saying for the seat that he's sitting in, he is one of the most ignorant people to ever sit in a seat that high, which is why whenever we have situations with other world leaders and he walks away from the table claiming victory, when you actually see the fruits of whatever deal has been done, you see what? The other side got the better of the deal. That's why we had to bail out the farmers, because China was kicking his ass agriculture-wise. Then you had to see the situation where the pandemic comes. These other countries do the lockdown. They figure out shelter in place. They figure out to do the testing in a really smart way. This dude says, well, we'll just do it state by state. No, I won't declare a federal emergency. Constantly shuffles his feet. And now we got the worst outcomes on the globe. You want to go to Europe tomorrow? Guess what? You can't go because you're an American and they looking at you like, bro, if you come anywhere, we're going to quarantine you for 14 days, bro. Y'all mm-hmm. over there bad. Like,
What's the flip side of that coin? The flip side of the coin is, what if it was intentional? Now answer me that. What if all of that was intentional? Then what was accomplished?
It was intentional.
That's what I want to hear from you.
It was. I already saw that from the beginning. This whole damn thing is intentional. I've been on that time.
Then how is that unintelligent?
I'm
asking you, how is that
unintelligent?
Well, you right about that. Yes,
that's
the art of manipulation. What's so intelligent about the art of manipulation?
Right.
And being
manipulation going on.
There's a difference between that and integrity. We're not talking about integrity. We're talking about intelligence.
Right.
You can have integrity and be dumb as a box of rocks. But I'm talking about intelligence.
Right, but is it a more likely outcome? Incompetence, and in other countries who had competent leaders in place were able to put something in place as far as their system and knowing how to govern to handle it well. Why the hell does New Zealand have 79 cases and that's it? Only 30 deaths because they had people in place who knew how to govern. While we allowed somebody to rule this country who is basically a carnival barker who doesn't know how to govern, who basically passes everything off to everybody else.
But
like,
you didn't allow it as a people.
If you want me to fix your carburetor, I don't have the skills to do it. If you want me to tutor your son, I can do that. But if you put me in that auto shop and tell me, hey, you're going to run it, so go in there and fix these cars. Bruh, it's going to go bad. Like, that's just what it is. He didn't have a skill set.
But I got to ask, what, like, define intelligence?
Well,
like, what
is, Amos,
like,
Wilson's
what is
definition is the best to me. Amos Wilson's definition of intelligence is the ability to solve your own problems. And the example he used was, if you went down to find a lost tribe and you gave them some Shakespeare plays and they put on Shakespeare plays and were speaking in great accents and sounded smart, that's a stupid tribe. But if you went to a tribe and said, hey, I got a better way for irrigation for y'all farmland, and they showed you how they did it and then they improved fixing their farm, they solved the problem. Those people are intelligent, whether they speak well or not. Solving your problems, solving things.
You make a great point. Let me say this. You make a great point when you use Dr. Amos Wilson, because he said intelligence is indicative of being able to solve your own problems. Now, let's apply that to the validity of America. What do – oh, and I hate to say this. What do the powerful see as the problem? You. So do they have your ass in a sling with this COVID? Yes, they do. Again, I'm going to revisit this. What if it was intentional? Don't tell me the man is not intelligent. He might be a lot of things, but you're not going to get me to say he's not intelligent, because he is.
Okay.
Not only is he intelligent, but a group of men, powerful men that work with him, are extremely intelligent.
All right, hold on.
I got a caller, 3943. Sorry for the delay. 3943, you're on the air. What's up?
Hi.
Hello. How you doing?
Hi. I'm calling from Southern California.
Suzette. Okay.
How's everybody doing?
Oh, we're good. Speak your piece.
Good. I'm glad. I just wanted to add to the point of the woman that was trying to make as far as Trump's intelligence. You know, he's not a genius, but he does have a business sense. And as far as the debt that he owes, he has more assets than he does debt. So as far as the business world, if he's ever owned a business, you know, that wasn't a big deal. But he sneezes and the media makes a big deal. And that's to the point that the woman was making earlier, as far as the media, you know, just putting out all kinds of negative. And to be quite honest, if you looked at the China deal, what happened with that is, yes, Trump didn't make a bad deal. He didn't make a deal at all. He walked away from the table because China wanted to screw us. And so what ended up happening, we're still having talks with them, but in July and August and September, China has actually made some of the largest soybean purchases that they have ever made before. And so that's good for our farmers. So Trump basically was holding out because he knew that they were going to have to give in because they needed the soybeans. So it ended up working out for them. And you can find that in Farmer Policy News, Washington Post, Bloomberg, you know, these news sources. It's not Fox News and it's not CNN. He also had worked a deal with the EA, was it the EAU and Israel. And so the deal, what happened with that is, in the past, as far as those countries had gone, they would have, you know, war here and there, as far as, you know, send a missile back and forth, and they would have little scuttles here and there. And so instead of saying, all right, you guys, let's work out a peace treaty where everybody just stops, you know, and everybody just makes nice, that doesn't work with these countries. So Trump said, all right, so let's do something different. How about you guys don't have any trade deals, and it will benefit you if you guys can trade amongst each other, because it'll benefit your country, because it'll bring prosperity, and it'll benefit your country because it'll bring prosperity. You can lift your people up out of poverty. It will generate jobs and wealth, and you guys can work together on that. And that is more long-lasting than let's make nice and shake hands, because that never lasts. And so that was a deal that had gone down with that. So that was a good thing. And he used his business sense. He defaulted to their greed, which is most leaders.
Just real quick, I just want y'all to notice that a Trump supporter thinks that this man has made peace in the Middle East, that thinks if you lose a deal and you have to pay out the government treasury for 3 years, if you're able to sell those goods that you have stockpiled, at that point it becomes a good deal. There is no reaching supporters of him. They believe in him in an evangelical way that's beyond common sense. And to think that he is a good businessman who bankrupted a casino, is in hock in tune over $300 million to Deutsche Bank and to supposedly some Chinese banks as well. Like, at that point, if you can't, if you show somebody all of that and they still think that this is a great businessman, great leader, smart man, there's nothing you can say to those people, man. So, I don't even argue with his supporters.
I don't think you're being fair.
Because you have to ask me about this
or to even introduce any new information that I might consider so that I could reconsider my stance on anything.
My thing is this.
Intelligence, no. Scammer, yes. But it's to his advantage. Because he doesn't care about the optics. He doesn't care how it looks. As long as he makes the deal that he needs to make that benefits him and makes him look good. See, it's not about everybody else. It's not about the other countries. It's not even about America. Because for an individual to make a comment and say, oh, if I lose, I might have to leave the country, I think he was planning on doing that anyway. But that's another topic for another day. But my thing is, it's not about us. It's not about America. It's about him.
Facts.
It's about his name. Facts. It's about his brand. It's about his product and what he's pushing. I think he could care less about his supporters as long as they vote for him and put him back in the position where he needs to finish off whatever agenda he has. But to me,
Go ahead.
No, I mean, that's it. I mean, and we got probably like 3 minutes left.
We've all done this on Facebook and Twitter. We've tried to give information to these people since 2016. You're not changing their mind. This is almost like a cult. So let it go. I'm not trying to convince them anymore.
You're letting me
slide. I'm sure.
But I just want to interject this quickly. America is a business.
Yes, America is a business.
Just so you know, right? Just so you know.
It's a corporation. But it's not the best.
Right.
Yeah, but it's also still a country. So, like, you could say America's ran like a business. You could say America lawfully is intended as a business. But it's still a country, meaning what? It has a government. A government has to live in perpetuity, meaning you can carry debt, roll it over. You think generationally when it comes to your citizens. So there has to be a country aspect to it. You can't just throw this thing out there where people say, well, you know, the country like a business. You can't actually run a nation, a city, a state, or anything like a business.
Is it being ran that way?
No. Is it being ran like a business?
I'm asking you, is it being ran like a business?
It's just being ran like a bad business. That's the whole thing. It's being ran like a business is just a bad business.
And if it's intentional.
What if it's intentional?
There's levels to this thing. That's what you guys need to understand. There's the surface thinking.
If it was ran like a business, Social Security checks wouldn't come. The electric grid wouldn't work. They would say everybody has to pay more for it. Your water would no longer be what? Clean. You wouldn't have an EPA. Like, all of the things that you have in this country based on government are not business-like. So, no, you can't intertwine those two things. So a nation does have a government. It's not a business.
You're playing your side against the metal. Hold on.
But before everybody gets set off, Ms. Juju, Brother Equality, Suzette,
my
Big
man.
Red
Equality.
And Lady T. Everyone have a good night because this show's about over. And thank you for all your input. Have a great week. And
this has been a great show.
I can't wait to listen back to it. And look forward to catching you guys either on Tuesday for the menu or the absolute truth tomorrow around 10 p.m. Monday night.
Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Everybody have a great night.
And enjoy.
I hope California is good weather because I like Cali. Cali's a nice place to visit. Take care, guys.
Later, guys.
All right.
Later.
All right.